Our first hymn was written by John Wesley himself for this particular service. And I've checked around with a few folks, and I think it may be unfamiliar for you. So I've asked Wayne if he will play it through in its entirety. I also had these words published. So during the year, if you would like to pull out the service, you don't have to find a hymnal to read the words. So, Wayne, would you please play this through, and then we'll stand and sing it, okay? Next part of our service, we pray together. It's called a collect for purity. A collect is a particular form of prayer. It is one that is used quite frequently, and one we can remember that when somebody calls on us, "Would you pray?" Your collect is a pattern inside your mind that can lead you through a prayer that's symmetrical, makes sense, and also has an anticipated outcome. This collect for purity is very ancient, so let us recite it together. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated. Once again, this particular passage was selected by our founder, John Wesley, for this particular service. From John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Amen. And here ends this reading from God's most holy word. Dearly beloved, the Christian life to which we are called is a life in Christ, redeemed from sin by him, and through him consecrated to God. Upon this life we have entered, having been admitted into that new covenant of which our Lord Jesus Christ is mediator, and which he sealed with his own blood, that it might stand forever. On the one side, the covenant is God's promise that he will fulfill in and through us all that he declared in Jesus Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. That his promise still stands, we are sure, for we have known his goodness and proved his grace in our lives day by day. On the other side, we stand pledged to live no more unto ourselves, but to him who loved us and gave himself for us and called us to serve him that the purposes of his coming might be fulfilled. From time to time, we renew our vows of consecration, especially when we gather at the table of the Lord. But on this day, we meet expressly, as generations of our fathers and mothers have met, that we may joyfully and solemnly renew the covenant which bound them and binds us to God. Let us then, remembering the mercies of God and the hope of his calling, examine ourselves by the light of his Spirit, that we may see wherein we have failed or fallen short in faith and practice, and considering all this covenant means, may give ourselves anew to God. Please respond for the bold print and where indicated. Let us adore the Father, the God of love, who created us, who every moment preserves and sustains us, who has loved us with an everlasting love and given us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ.
We praise thee, O God. We acknowledge thee to be the Lord.
Let us glory in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor, who went about doing good and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, who was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, who became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, who was dead and liveth evermore, who opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers, who sitteth at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father.
Thou art the King of glory, O Christ.
Let us rejoice in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Lord, the giver of life, by whom we are born into the family of God and made members of the body of Christ, whose witness confirms us, whose wisdom teaches us, whose power enables us, who waits to do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. All praise to thee, O Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise and give thanks to God for his manifold mercies. Please stand. O God, our Father, the fountain of all goodness, who has been gracious to us through all the years of our life, we give thee thanks for thy loving kindness, which has filled our days and brought us to this place.
We praise thy holy name, O Lord.
Thou hast given us life and reason and set us in a world which is full of thy glory. Thou hast comforted us with kindred and friends and ministered to us through the hands and minds of our fellows.
We praise thy holy name, O Lord.
Thou hast set in our hearts a hunger for thee and given us thy peace. Thou hast redeemed us and called us to a high calling in Christ Jesus. Thou hast given us a place in the fellowship of the Spirit and the witness of the church.
We praise thy holy name, O Lord.
In darkness, thou hast been our light. In adversity and temptation, a rock of strength. In our joys, the very spirit of joy. In our labors, the all-sufficient reward.
We praise thy holy name, O Lord.
Thou hast remembered us when we have forgotten thee, followed us even when we fled from thee, met us with forgiveness when we turned back to thee. For all thy long-suffering and the abundance of thy grace, we praise thy holy name, O Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated and bowed in prayer. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and watching our hearts, lest by self-deceit we shut ourselves out from his presence. Let us pray. O God, our Father, who has set forth the way of life for us in thy beloved Son, we confess with shame our slowness to learn of him, our reluctance to follow him. Thou hast spoken and called, and we have not given heed. Thy beauty hath shone forth, and we have been blind. Thou hast stretched out thy hands to us through our fellows, and we have passed by. We have taken great benefits with little thanks. We have been unworthy of thy changeless love.
Have mercy upon us and forgive us.
Forgive us wherein we have wasted our time or misused our gifts. Forgive us wherein we have excused our own wrongdoing or evaded our responsibilities. Forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good, that we have drawn back from the cross.
Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord.
Forgive us, we beseech thee, the poverty of our worship, the formality and selfishness of our prayers, our inconstancy and unbelief, our neglect of fellowship and of the means of grace, our hesitating witness for Christ, our false pretenses, and our willful ignorance of thy ways.
Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord.
Forgive us that so little of thy love has reached others through us, and that we have borne so lightly wrongs and sufferings that were not our own. Forgive us wherein we have cherished the things that divide us from others, and wherein we have made it hard for them to live with us, and wherein we have been thoughtless in our judgments, hasty in condemnation, grudging in forgiveness.
Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord.
If we have made no ventures in fellowship, if we have kept in our heart a grievance against one another, if we have not sought reconciliation, if we have been eager for the punishment of wrongdoers and slow to seek their redemption, let each of us in silence make a confession to God. Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord. Let us in silence make that confession to God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. This is the message we have heard from him, and proclaim to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. It is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We stand and sing, O God, our help in ages past.
From the stormy blast and time. I'm like an ever-growing stream, bears all who breathe away. They fly forgotten as a dream, rise at the opening day.
Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Keep up our good while life shall last, and our eternal hope.
Please remain standing. And now, beloved, let us bind ourselves
with willing bonds
to our covenant God and take the yoke of Christ upon us. This taking of his yoke upon us means that we heartily are content that he appoint us our place and work, and that he alone be our reward. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honor, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and temporal interests. Others are contrary to both. In some, we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others, we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is assuredly given us in Christ, who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make a covenant of God our own. Let us engage our heart to the Lord and resolve in his strength never to go back. Being thus prepared, let us now, in sincere dependence on his grace and trusting in his promises, yield ourselves anew to him. O Lord God, Holy Father, who has called us through Christ to be partakers in this gracious covenant, we take upon ourselves with joy the yoke of obedience and engage ourselves for love of thee to seek and to do thy perfect will. We are no longer our own, but thine. Together, I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to do thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O gracious, blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord. Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Amen. And you may be seated. Please turn in the hymnal to page 13 or follow along this on the screen for the communion service, and this would be the prayer of consecration. holy are you, O God, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. With those assisting in the service, would you come?